Wake up call!
This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
A Gal Media property. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Wake up!
And a good morning to you. Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio. Glad you could be with us. Yesterday we were talking about the fact that Joe Flacco got a one-year deal with the Jets. And, you know, Cam Newton, the former MVP, the former number one overall pick, has not yet signed. But think about this for a second. Sometimes these sort of conversations that we have in sports, these arguments, these debates, these one side versus another, really have to come with the details, right? Joe Flacco got released by the Denver Broncos. He had surgery for a herniated disc. But he did two things in order to guarantee that somebody was going to be able to sign him. One, he was willing to take a job in which he was not going to be considered for the starting job. That is Sam Darnold's position. That's going to be Sam Darnold's position unless he completely blows up. They're investing in Darnold. Joe Flacco is a backup. Two, he did what Jameis Winston did when he went to New Orleans, which is sign a much lesser deal than you would normally get for a guy that was once a Super Bowl MVP, a guy who was once constantly leading his team into the postseason. Flacco's deal is about $1.5 million. It's the same what Winston got when he traded teams, had to move on to somebody else. These are two scenarios that in Newton's case may not be viable right now. Newton might be looking at, I'm not willing to take less money. I'll take less money, but I'm not going to take significantly less money. I'm not going to play for $1 million. And two, I want to look across the NFL landscape to see where I can be put in, where the chance to be a starter is going to be there. Can I go in and compete for the job this year in camp, whenever camp opens up, whenever that looks like? Can I compete for the job? Or am I going to have to go to a team where, like Flacco, the starting job has already been established and that's not going to change? My role is to be available when that starter goes down. Is Newton willing to do that? And by the way, if he isn't willing to do that, who are left? We'll explore that next. It is Wake Up Call on SB Nation Radio.
Listening to Wake Up Call, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It is Wake Up Call. This is another one of those catchy tunes from the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I brought back all those nice, fun songs from decades ago.
It's one of those songs where my oldest comes up to me and goes, Dad, have you heard this song?
Yeah, I know, right?
kind of.
Mr. Blue, how great is that? All right, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, Ron with two N's, please. So I was talking about this, I don't know, I don't want to say controversy because it's not a blown up thing, but there are some people making the comments like, hey, why is Cam Newton still unemployed and Joe Flacco, who had herniated disc, got a job? It does make sense. It would make you go, yeah, why is that? That doesn't seem to be right. But again, it goes back to what we were saying yesterday, which is, what exactly does Cam Newton want? Like, what is he looking for? Look at the list of NFL teams and find me a couple of landing spots where you can give him a legitimate chance of winning the starting job. Like, hey, you can come to camp if you're healthy enough. We've got these other quarterbacks that we're looking at, and we've got you that we're looking at. So come in, veteran, former MVP, former first-round overall pick. Come on in and show your stuff to showcase whether or not you should be our starter in 2020. Find me those teams. Patriots, that's one. Right? Buffalo, no. Jets, no. Miami, no. Baltimore, no. Steelers, no. Cleveland, no. Cincinnati, no. Houston, Tennessee, Indianapolis, no. Jacksonville, maybe. Kansas City, no. Denver, maybe. Oakland, no. LA Chargers, maybe. So think about just in the AFC alone. You've got, in that scenario, you've got the Patriots, right? Brian Hoyer and Jared Stidham. Doesn't seem like the Patriots want to have Cam Newton on board, despite the fact that there are conflicting reports as to who people think the starting quarterback is going to be for the Patriots. The young Jared Stidham, or once again, Brian Hoyer landing a gig. Right? Well, what about Jacksonville? It seems to be that the Jags are in on Gardner Minshew. It was a lot of fun last year. And he won some games, lost some games, won some games, looked exciting at times. But I think they want to roll the dice with him just to check it out. How about Denver? Well, here's the thing with Denver. They love Drew Lock. All right? They're not going to move away from Drew Lock. They really want to see what this kid is. That doesn't mean he's a quarterback 5 or 6 years down the road. It just means today that's what they're looking at. And if you're the Chargers, aren't you in the same boat as Denver or Miami, and that you got a veteran in Tyrod Taylor, but you're also looking at Justin Herbert, right? He's your guy. He's your pick. So does Cam Newton want to go in there and try to, like, if you're going to bring in Cam Newton, isn't it to eventually make him your starter for a couple of years? You're not going to bring in Cam Newton as a stopgap measure. I think the idea would be, hey, is Cam Newton available for year 2, 3, 4, or 5? If that's what his camp is looking at, where are the opportunities in the NFL for him to become that? Philadelphia, Dallas, the Giants, Redskins. Well, maybe with the Redskins, Dwayne Haskins, but is he going to reunite with Ron Rivera? Probably not. Green Bay, Minnesota, the Bears, Detroit? No. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any landing spots enough for a guy that's saying, I want to fight for the starting gig. And, oh, by the way, I won't be taking a whole bunch less money. So let's leave it at that. If those are the two scenarios, then we're not talking about apples to apples when it comes with Flacco getting a deal with the Jets and Cam Newton still being unsigned. Those two aren't equivalent because they're two different kinds of scenarios. You're talking about a Flacco that is coming off herniated disc surgery where he's totally willing to be a backup and to do it for $1.5 million. $1.5 million for a veteran quarterback? That's like minimum wage. I mean, of course you would sign a veteran quarterback to $1 million to sit around and hold a clipboard, to be an emergency, go in there and don't blow the season for us type of guy.
And one that won a Super Bowl.
And won a Super Bowl.
So, I mean, he knows the pressures.
Right. So, again, it's two totally different things, if indeed that's what Cam wants. Now, if we start hearing reports that Cam is willing to take anything, just get me signed, I don't care what it is, I'll hold a clipboard, I'll make $1 million a year, just please put me on a roster, then maybe now we've got a conversation. Because despite his injuries and his inability to showcase his health, Flacco is not getting cleared until August or September. So that whole idea that, well, they're not going to sign Cam Newton because they don't really know what kind of health he's going to be in, even if he's just a backup quarterback for $1.5 million. Well, Flacco got $1.5 million, and they don't even know how healthy he's going to be. And you can put things in the contract to go, all right, you came in, we signed you, but you're not healthy. Here's $50,000, right? Or here's $100,000 for just being around us. So I don't want to say it's not shocking that Cam Newton doesn't have a job, but it's not if the scenario is he wants a chance to be a starter. Because I'm looking at the NFL, like I'm looking at the list of teams, and I'm not seeing anybody that stands out that screams, we have no idea what we're doing. Come on in. Please take over this job for us.
Yeah, even the ones that seem kind of iffy, say like LA Chargers or Miami Dolphins. Just because you don't know, like, okay, are they going to go with a veteran to start the season, or are they going to go with the rookie they just signed?
Right.
You know, it's because it's a weird offseason. None of these guys are going to have proper training leading up to the first week. So you might, you know, Miami might want to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick, or Chargers might want to go with Tyrod Taylor just to start the season. But even those are like the two scenarios that stick out the most, and they have an answer.
And think about those role, you know, think about that role, right? Like both Tyrod Taylor and Ryan Fitzpatrick are not trying to hang on to the starting quarterback job for years to come.
No, they want both to.
Right, sure. They
hope,
but they also know what the writing on the wall is. Like both of those teams took quarterbacks in round one very high. The odds of Ryan Fitzpatrick hanging on, becoming the Dolphins quarterback all 16 games next year, are really slim.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really, really slim. Eventually, you have to give the keys to the car of the franchise to your fifth pick overall, right? The fifth overall pick in the Dolphins and what, the sixth pick overall with the Chargers?
Yep.
I mean, eventually those guys have to get the keys to the car.
Yeah.
It was, and here's the thing, Drew Lock in Denver was not a first round pick. He was a second round pick. And they felt the same way in Denver as they are going to do in Miami and in LA with the Chargers. Which is eventually you have to see what this is, what this investment is. So Cam Newton is not going to fit in his mind in a scenario where there is a young kid who's supposed to have this job eventually right behind him.
I guess the only scenario I can see right now might be Jacksonville.
I agree with that because Gardner Minshew was a fun story, but really...
That was more about the stash.
It was the stash. It was the fun that went with the stash.
The jorts.
It was, you know, he did bring a level of excitement.
Right.
To the game. Like he made some cool plays and he did cool things with the football, right? But all right, over 16 games, a full season. What do they really have? The team we've been talking about all along is the Patriots.
Yeah. Right?
They don't, I mean, you can't, you really,
I mean,
can,
they, I guess
Brian
if,
Hoyer,
if they don't make a move cuz Brian Hoyer's the answer or you know, Jarrett Stidham's the that one too. But I mean, again, I think it's Cam Newton just saying, no, you still need to be paid like a starter.
I've got to be paid. I've got to have a chance to start. That's the difference between Flacco and Winston, right? Both of those guys were willing to be on teams where they knew that that wasn't going to be the case. And in Winston's case, I think he just wanted to figure out where exactly am I going, like in my career, right? I was a number one overall pick. I'm a Heisman Trophy winner. I did my 5 years, and there's something missing.
Had some failures,
right? Like if you're Jameis Winston and you're doing a real truthful analysis of your career, you would say, I've done a lot of great things to show I can play in this league. All right. Like this league is not bigger than me in the sense that I don't have what it takes, but I got to fix what's wrong so I can be successful. Like I can play in this league, but I'm doing enough to make that it's very precarious and I could fall off. I could fall off that cliff and just bounce around this league and I'll become a where are they now kind of candidate. So what can I fix so I have sustainability in this league? So I'm playing in my 30s. So I'm playing, you know, for another, what, 8-9 years, right? I want to be able to do that, but I am doing these things wrong. It's like a golfer that isn't a good putter, but he can drive the ball 300 yards. He's got a good iron game. His short game's fine. But he's like, look, I can be on tour. I just got to putt better. Like, that's fixable. I can do that. I don't need to revamp everything. I just got to fix that. So for Newton, it's what am I seeing that's causing me to throw these picks? What am I reading? And if he gets with the right people, that's something that might be able to be fixed, right? You know, and so in Newton's case, he doesn't view it as that. He's not doing that. He's like, look, when I play, I'm good. When I'm hurt, I'm not good. I'm healthy, I'm good. So somebody give me a starting gig. That's the way I'm looking at it from Newton's standpoint. Whereas Flacco's like, look, I've had my time. I'm done. I lost my job in Baltimore. Got hurt in Denver. I'll be more than happy to take a paycheck. You know, just let me just continue this until I finally say I'm done. So those are two differences. It's just two different scenarios and two different camps that want two totally different things. And if they were both equal, right? If Flacco and Newton wanted the exact same thing and Flacco got this gig and Newton's still unsigned, I would say this is an outrage. This would be incredibly ridiculous. But it's not. It's not the same thing. If you're Cam Newton at his age and when he plays well, like why would you go, nope, it's over. Just give me $1 million. Let me hang out behind a young kid. A guy would go, no, I gotta find a landing spot. The only concern is, as we just did, really isn't a lot of places to land. It's just not there right now. Maybe next year, but not this year. And so maybe he does need to sign that 1 year backup deal and just chill out for a little bit. Teddy Bridgewater had to do it. Right? Teddy Bridgewater had to do it. Now he's got his old job. So I mean, it's one half dozen of the other. But maybe he's got to do that. Maybe he's got to be like, look, I will take a backup gig. I will chill out. I know this league changes on a dime, man. You know, there's opportunities all over the place. I will go. Newton would look good in a Bears uniform? That's a good question. Well, Nick Foles, Mitch Trubisky. Yeah, I could. Could you run in there and compete with those two guys?
Well, you're really just competing with Nick at this point.
You're not really competing with Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, Mitch is already out.
He's already on the outs. So, yeah, I could see that. I could see the Bears. That's another spot. See, I'm looking through this again. Bears. What about the Lions? What are they doing?
Well, they got Stafford.
What are they doing?
I mean, they're not going to put Cam Newton over Stafford.
Stafford's house is on the market, though. Isn't that our telltale sign?
Is it?
I don't know.
How come no publicity?
I just brought that up.
Brady puts his house on the market and the country loses its mind.
Right.
Stafford puts his house on the market. We're like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe he's just moving across town. We don't
good,
know.
Good, the bad, and the dumb coming up in 15. It's Wake Up Call at SB Nation Radio.
Wake Up Call with Tony B and Ron Colbert continues now. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Alongside Ron Colbert, here's Tony B.
All right, when your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop, so don't take a chance on getting stranded. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. If your battery needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the weather ahead. Get your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. I brought up the fact that Matt Stafford's house is for sale, right? And you made a good point. When Brady does it, everybody loses their mind, flips out. Matt Stafford, his home is for sale, and USA Today actually has pictures of it. So it's a $6.5 million house. It's like cute glass everywhere. Yeah. Apparently him and his wife love glass because it's like the whole house is it looks like one of those, how do I put it? It's like round, but the glass is like one of those office buildings where the building is round, but they got huge glass windows.
Okay.
All around it, on both the top and bottom level. They have a glass elevator inside the house for the three floors, wine room. It's glass and everything. It's beautiful. But the article was really interesting because I don't know why I read this because I really don't care about rich people's homes. But I read it because the headline was Matthew Stafford's epic home renovation left builders in awe of the Detroit Lions quarterback. And it went on to talk about how these guys that were hired to renovate the entire house, to add more square footage, to put in this glass stuff that they wanted and this new chandelier and this room and that room and all of this, were just blown away by how cool the Staffords were, how down to earth they were, how they weren't demanding at all. They would really ask questions. Can you do this? Is it safe to do that? Should we do this? Like, instead of just going, I want this removed, and I want that taken down, and I want this, do it all again. I hate it. Like, they were very cool to work with. So I thought that was kind of neat. Thought that was kind of cool. His wife went through the, situation. Said they're really good people. Really great people. That's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
I like those kind of stories.
Yeah, we need more of those.
We need more of those.
A lot of times you hear that how much of a... Yeah, how much of jerks they are.
Yeah, exactly.
So they live in a glass house.
Pretty much a glass house.
Don't throw stones.
Don't throw stones. He has a pool table made of concrete. Like it's a concrete pool table.
Yeah, that comes with the house, right? You don't move that.
That was my first thought. Right? Just, who's moving that?
Yeah, you're not.
And I want the pool table. What? It weighs 2 tons. I don't care. Get it out of there.
Yep.
I'm done. I need it to move to my new place. Just buy a new pool table. I'm not moving this.
There's no moving van.
It's crazy.
Put that on.
But of course, the house looks fantastic and it looks like fun. I don't know, man. I'm in a different mind zone. If I renovated a house like they did, like I wouldn't. I don't know. There's something. I understand the real estate investment and getting money on your return, and you've taken this piece of property and you made it even better and selling it. But I would be like so emotionally attached to that process that I'd be like, nah, I'm never. My grandkids will be playing in the lawn that I refertilized. They'll be bouncing off these glass windows. I'm not moving. How much work I put into this, working with the builders and the designers and the architects and all of the money that it costs me. Sure, I'm getting it back when I sell the home, but I don't know. I'd be too emotionally attached to that process to want to leave immediately. It looks fantastic. It's got one of those pools. It's got a pool that's like a crescent pool. It's like wraps around the house. No lazy river, though. That's the one thing I was very disappointed in. No lazy river. And I don't see a basketball court, which I see in other places. But I don't know what to make of them moving. Maybe they just want to upsize or downsize, or maybe they're tired of all the glass. Who knows? But I just thought I'd bring that up because we talked about Matt Stafford and selling his home. And I have to agree, nobody seems to care. If Tom Brady sells one of his places in New England, then people lost their mind not that long ago. He pulled out of a golf membership. People lost their mind. So, Robert on Twitter, imagine Stafford last 2 years injured with broken backbones. Interesting if he can hold up. Tony, eat turkey. Natural amino acid tryptophan makes you sleepy. Hey, that's not a bad idea. Is it okay to pop in a turkey in May in the oven?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Don't tell me the lunch meat turkey.
I'm going to stop you right here, man. You need to do this for science.
That's right.
For science, we need to find out once and for all, will tryptophan knock you out?
Good point. The insomnia, I could have a nice Thanksgiving-like meal in May. Wouldn't that be awesome?
God, tell your wife to start cooking it now.
I know, right?
Like, she needs to get up and start cooking it now. I don't know if you have one. Yeah, just cook it now so that way, or maybe, well, because the best part about it would be have it early in the day so that way you can just knock
yeah,
out.
That's right. Yeah. That's
just
right.
Just sit there and all your gluttony and just be like, I'm not even mad. I'm not even upset with myself for doing this.
When I was younger, every television show that had where the guy couldn't sleep or the girl couldn't sleep, they would always go warm milk. Is that a Hollywood thing or is that real too? Because I'm never drinking warm milk. I don't even drink cold milk hardly.
I guess maybe that's supposed to like be reminiscent to breastfeeding.
Okay.
You know, because maybe. I mean, I'm pretty certain when it comes out of that area, it's not chilled.
Right. Very true.
So I'm thinking that's where it stems from. But
I didn't even think of that.
I didn't even think of that.
So, all right. Maybe the brain is tricked.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Warm milk sounds gross. I'm not drinking unless it's chocolate. Unless I like throw some Hershey syrup in there.
Well,
it's the only time I drink milk.
Then just go hot chocolate.
I usually don't drink regular milk. I'll drink chocolate milk every now and then, but I don't drink regular milk.
How much milk did we drink as a kid? How many times were we scared by when that commercial where Mr. Johnson's arms just fell off and fell into turned to dust? The mom turns to the kids because he didn't drink his milk, and they just start woofing it down by the gallon.
Exactly. Got to build up those calcium. Got to build up that calcium.
Thought that was going to be a much bigger problem when I got older.
I don't want to take any sleep aids, though. Sleep aids scare me. Those like pills, like they're like, oh, yeah. take blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to do that. I feel like I don't want to get addicted to anything. I don't want to get nightmares. And I hear all these horror stories about this stuff. I just want to wait till my body goes, yeah, it's time to go to bed. Time to sleep. But the insomnia is not affecting me. Like, I'm not drowsy. I'm not like when I drive, I'm not like, oh, I'm falling asleep at the wheel. It's like,
seeing imaginary dogs run across the road.
Right.
Not doing that.
Good, the bad, and the dumb coming up next as we roll along on SB Nation Radio. It's Wake Up Call. Tony D, Ron Culver, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, Ron with two N's. Thanks for joining us.
Wake Up Call continues now. time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday. Wake up call, SB Nation Radio. All right, let's get things rolling with the good of the day.
The good of the day. You know, we love ourselves some minor league baseball.
I do. I love
minor league. And a lot of times, you know, they may fall into the bad category, the dumb category, because of a promotion that they're doing.
Sure.
But this one's a good one. This one, I think it would be awesome to do. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos, yes.
They're a Twins AA affiliate.
Yep.
Well, they're currently listed on Airbnb.
Okay.
You can spend the night at the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Oh, boy.
For $1,500 a night. But it accommodates up to 10 guests.
So are you sleeping on the field in tents?
No. You're sleeping inside the stadium. They have... One room has a bunch of bunk beds, like four bunk beds. Another room has two queen beds. They have a whole section that is kind of separate or somewhere in the stadium. I'm not exactly sure where in the stadium, where they have bedrooms. And you can go ahead and stay there. One of the things, you know, somebody was saying is like, hey, it could be a great bachelor party.
That's very true. You have access to the whole place, right?
Yeah.
You can get with... A 5-on-5 baseball game?
Yeah, I mean, like this. For the first time ever, a professional baseball stadium is available for rent on Airbnb, giving fans the most intimate, behind-the-scenes ballpark experience in history.
That is pretty cool.
Whether you like to host an unforgivable overnight trip with your youth league team, throw an unbeatable birthday bash, stage a corporate retreat that will make you an office hero, or spend your bachelor party living your sports dream, Blue Wahoo Stadium is the ultimate rental.
Is it $1,500 per person?
Or no.
So it's just whatever you bring.
It's $1,500, yeah. If you bring 10 people, it's $150 a night.
Okay, that's great.
That's not bad.
I would do $150 with some buddies to do that.
Oh,
that
my God,
sounds
yeah.
like fun. So, yeah, that sounds pretty neat. That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, included in the rental, guests will have access to the Wahoo's newly renovated clubhouse, a large bedroom, the batting cage, and baseball field during their stay.
Okay, that sounds great.
And as points out, it faces Pensacola Bay.
Oh, that's even better.
So it sits on the bay. If you type in Blue Wahoo Stadium Airbnb, you'll see the photos. And this is not a bad situation.
No, I'd easily do that. That sounds like a blast. You get 10 of your buddies to play some baseball, go to the cages,
yep.
Just chill out. There's the water, hang out in the clubhouse.
And if it's a bachelor party, this is safe fun.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, a lot of times, you know, people want to kick it up a notch and get you in trouble. If you book this for your buddy, the fiance, if you're the best man, right? Obviously, you're, you know, maybe a relative of the groom or you're the best friend of the groom. The fiance is loving you for this idea because there's no way you're bringing in bad things into
right.
the stadium.
No, that's true.
And I'm keeping it clean. You know what bad things are.
I want to know.
I'm looking at an aerial view of this. It sits right on Pensacola Bay.
And that's beautiful. What's a blue wahoo? Is that a fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wahoo is a fish.
And then you see the blue fish.
The clubhouse, I mean, it's like, you know, stocked with leather couches, big screen TVs.
That's great. That's very smart.
Yeah.
It's amazing the creativity of people during this pandemic.
This is fantastic.
I bet you when this idea was brought up, at first people went, no. And then the more they thought about it, they went, wait a minute. You're onto something. That is actually really a good idea. Because this is one of those ideas that the more it's percolating in my ever-racing mind, the more I'm like, this is pretty sweet. I'm thinking about how much fun that would actually be. That would be great. And since I have insomnia, I'd be up all night.
Oh,
I'd get to experience the whole ballpark.
You would. I mean, you'd just be walking around. You'd find a way to create trouble. You would end up stealing the bullpen cart.
Be
and
trying
doing
to turn
donuts on,
this, on
the outfield.
The draft beer machines and those are already taken away. But
no, you have access to that.
You do?
I don't know if that's extra.
Right, but...
But it says, you know, want to hit friends, want to hit with your friends in our batting cage? Be our guest. Want to play catch on the field at 11:30 p.m.? Be our guest. Want to take batting practice while having a couple cold ones with the boys? Be our guest.
How fantastic is that? Yes.
You know, want to take down your siblings in ping pong and video games? I mean, they have video games in this thing. What?
It's too bad.
I'm thinking retreat now.
That's great.
God.
Now that's great. One other thought before we get to the bad.
Rip.
One other thought before we get to the bad. It's really kind of, I know we're only getting this because of the coronavirus, but it is kind of too bad that you couldn't like hire popcorn and peanut guy and beer guy at your bachelor party.
Why can't you? I mean, like, they're not doing anything.
Well, can you bring them in? Like, could you, you know, like, just like, look, bring, like, who works here? Like, I'll give them $100 to come in and just walk around with peanuts, beer, and pretzels or whatever they're serving. And I just serve my buddies.
Yeah,
like,
put some of those day-old hot dogs on the rotator thing.
Yeah, whatever. Just put those hot dogs on the rotator thing. Give me the stale popcorn and just bring somebody to carry that around and we buy it off of him as we that would be great. That'd be awesome.
I don't know. Well, I think that's just too much fun. That's fantastic.
Great. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is I stumbled upon this thing. Or you probably have seen it. Like you're today years old. How old were you when you first learned about these type of things, right?
Yep.
I'm guaranteeing that you are today years old the first time you heard about a hammerhead bat.
Hammerhead bat, never heard of it.
Hammerhead bat.
I am years old.
I text you the photo. We got to put this up on Twitter. We got to put all this right up on Facebook page.
Let me take a look at the...
Because this is pure nightmare fuel.
All right. What is that?
If you guys have access to a computer right now, please type in the words hammerhead bat.
Okay, where do these exist?
Africa.
Okay.
Of course.
Why is this the first time I've ever heard of this?
Exactly. I showed it to my wife yesterday. She goes, no, that's a small dog with wings attached to it.
Yeah, that is exactly right.
It has a wingspan of just under 3 feet. Or no, just over 3 feet.
This looks like a scary Muppet from Jim Henson's collection.
You know, that's exactly what it is. The Muppet movie.
Right.
That had Jason Segel in it.
Yes.
And they had that one bad guy who turned good.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy.
That's that guy. Yes, exactly.
My God.
Sinister something. He was his name. Yes, that's him. Why in the world did we not? We should have known about this the second this was discovered.
all my wife kept thinking about was she was looking at this. She just kept saying, there's like, so this thing flies.
It flies? Does it? Is it?
She's like, this thing fly right. If we're out there and somewhere, and it's like in Central Africa, near the coast, into the Congo area. They're not endangered at all. I guess there's plenty of them to go around.
Oh no,
wow.
No!
While
don't think there's one or two of these things.
No,
oh, no, no, no,
yes,
no, no.
While doing my research,
these are
says as of 2016, it is evaluated as a least concerned species,
God,
the lowest conservation priority.
You know why? Because nobody wants to hunt them. Nobody wants to go near them.
No.
Nobody wants to do anything.
And
with them.
They're not harmful to humans.
They're not?
No, this is there's one record of a hammerhead bat attacking a live chicken. However, this incident was based on anecdotal evidence and has not been validated in successive studies.
So maybe like if you go to the villages there and they're just like, oh, yeah,
yeah.
No, they don't do anything.
The one thing that does scare me, because I'm looking at getting all my good knowledge from Wikipedia, says humans hunt this large bat and consume it as bushmeat.
Oh, what?
You know, I'm hoping people start to rethink this.
No.
In the wake of everything that's happened.
Yeah. I don't need a hammerhead bat virus.
No. But
I
this,
don't need to be dealing with that.
I had to share it. I came across it. I am talking about this so much right
that
now.
That thing actually flies. That thing is so...
That's
petrifying.
I mean, yeah. It's probably the size of a, you know, when you look up in the sky and you see buzzards or vultures flying around, it's like, it's about that size.
God. Mosquitoes can't possibly feed this thing. What is it?
Not at all. No, I don't know what it eats.
God, if it doesn't eat humans, what exactly does
it
eat?
Anything it wants to eat.
Right. No kidding. My God, that looks like Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. Now, You know what? I'm sorry to do this when you're battling insomnia because I know you're not sleeping now. Yeah. You know, this thing is out there.
Totally.
My bad.
Oh, my God.
Should have saved it for after you came back and said, you know what? I got a good night's sleep,
yeah.
Ron.
No, no.
Oh, I got a story for you then. Probably should have saved it for then.
All right. What what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. Well, I had two. One, I cannot play on air. Okay. I'll have to send it to you, but my wife sent this to me, and I have to appreciate my wife for, you know, pitching in from time to time. She sent me this song that it is, oh my God, it is so catchy. I'm definitely going to put it on Facebook later.
All right.
Because you have to see it. It's basically a guy, like, I mean, he's probably in his late 70s at least, and he just wrote a song for staying at home.
Staying at home, Corona.
Yeah, but his whole thing is stay the bleep at home.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But the song is so catchy. It is so earwormy that if I had the time or the stamina, I would go through and, you know, it might be a project for later on this week that I might actually be able to play it on air.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
But it's going to take some effort.
Well, like I said, my brain ain't doing a lot, so just pop me an earwormy song. That's good.
I had another quick dumb that Elon Musk is a brilliant guy. We'd all agree, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, have we talked about what he named his kid?
No, I don't think we ever did. He named it like with symbols and letters form sounds.
They changed the name, by the way.
What did they name him?
Well, his name, I'm just going to have to spell it out. It was XAEA-12 or A-12.
Yeah.
Right?
But you couldn't pronounce that.
No, you can't. I mean, his reasoning behind it all was, or this was came from Grimes, his wife or baby mama. I don't know who she is.
Wife's name is Grimes?
Grimes, yeah.
Okay.
X is the unknown variable. AE, my elven spelling of AI, which is love and or artificial intelligence. A-12 is the precursor to the SR-17, our favorite aircraft. No weapons, no defense, just speed.
I can't
great
wait.
In battle. But non-violent. Then there's the plus sign. Then A is Archangel, my favorite song. So they did change the name. They got rid of the 1-2 and changed it to XII.
Oh, I can't wait till this kid's old enough. Yeah, what is he doing?
How do you pronounce this? I mean,
I don't know.
If you're a teacher and you see this, I mean, first of all, please, God, don't let this be a trend.
I can't wait till this kid's old enough and he goes, I'm changing my name to Michael. And they go, oh, yeah, what was your name before? I'm Elon Musk's kid. You tell me.
do we have to call him the artist formerly known as Elon Musk,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
Because when Prince changed his name to a symbol, none of us knew what to say. We just said the artist formerly known as Prince.
Right.
So, I mean, is this the artist formerly known as Baby? Or the baby formerly known as Baby? I don't even know.
Know my dad as this super brilliant billionaire scientist. I know him as a lunatic that named me an unpronounceable name.
What I want to know is when they yell at him, what are they saying?
Yeah, right. Right.
Because it's eventually going to happen. I mean, obviously, they don't believe it's going to happen.
If you yell
at your kids.
If I'm his kid, I go, until you can properly pronounce this nonsense, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. How about that? So good luck, Mom and Dad. I'm going to go smoke and drink and drive a car at 10. Bye. And the parents are like frantically trying to pronounce the name.
I mean,
stop! Shoot, what do you got? Apercursor? That's not going to work.
It sounds like that one scene in Men in Black. Meet the twins, Bob and Wah-wah.
Exactly. That's right.
But what do you expect from Elon and Grimes?
Meanwhile, he's an arch criminal at 13. He's taking over the city. Nobody, he has no parental discipline. It's fantastic. Way to go.
Maybe he'll have a pet hammerhead bat.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. That's what he should be doing. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right. So, by the way, you can hit us up on our Facebook page, Wake Up Call with Tony D, Ron Culver. I did just post a picture of the hammerhead bat and Deadly the Muppet. So you get a view, like you get a vision of what the what those two pictures are like. That's one of the most frightening things that animals I've ever seen in my life.
It's just, it's too bizarre. And I know. How have we never heard of this or seen it or anything? I thought,
I know.
I mean, I know there's creatures out there that we still don't know. I thought most of them, I thought like 90% of them live in the water, in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, right. And then yeah, we didn't tell you that. Yeah.
Then the other 10% live in like the deep, deep Amazon rainforest. And it's usually like, oh, we never knew this species of tree frog.
Right.
This is something, I mean, I thought we would have found out.
Like, they should have told us the second they knew it existed.
It hasn't been used in a movie at all?
Yeah, I know. God, maybe it's because they don't do anything to humans. All you need is one of these things to bite a human that was just bothering it. Just, that's all you need. If it's like, hey, hammerhead bat, come down. He's like, no, I'm done. Nah, I'm coming down. Come down. And he goes, fine. Get away.
He's probably really peaceful, just minds right. his own business, eating fruit.
And then the second he bites someone just to get him out of the jungle, Hollywood will be all over it.
Maybe he's just protecting his kids, you know?
Yeah, or she. Right. That's all. Yeah, all he's doing is protecting his family. Just made a bite. Doesn't even break the skin. And Hollywood's like, fantastic. This is all we needed to make killer hammerhead bat movies. That'll be the new hit of summer of 2022. It's all they need.